Welcome back, and sorry for that little hiatus. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're back on the air with Radio Entrepreneurs, and pretty excited about everything going on with the show. 2016, first time guest across from me, doesn't know what he's in for. It's going to be easy, believe me. And that's Keith D. of Osage Advisors. Osage, sorry about that. We'll blame it on my hoarse throat. So welcome to the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Osage?
Osage Advisors. So we're a boutique investment bank, primarily focused on helping family and closely held companies and business owners sell. We've been around since 2001, and Osage is a little different than a traditional M&A firm, is that we take a big bank approach to smaller companies. Companies typically with $3 to $100 million revenue is our strike zone. And what we do is we take a competitive process. So we run a full auction that you would get from a big bank like a UBS, Harris Williams, and we bring that down to a family and closely held company. Our objectives are two things. A business owner who's worked 10, 20, 30, even 40 years should get the highest level of service. And in our opinion, the way to do that is to run a competitive auction process so we have an informed seller and provide them options and let the market in a competitive process dictate the value of your business so you can make an informed decision.
Full auction, that's a full process. Do you find that that works better with certain industries than others?
No, we feel it works across the board. It really comes down to the research, is understanding the industry. First off, it's understanding the goals and objectives of the business owner. You really have to sit back and listen. Understand what he or she is looking to, or the family is looking to do over a period of time. And once you have an appreciation for that, then you go and do a very detailed research. Any deal we bring to market, we start with a clean sheet of paper, and we start from ground zero, and we build up a buyer base. We may look at 1,000 companies in and around their industry to see who the best buyers are. And typically, when we go to market with a company, we look at 200 to 400 strategic buyers, and then we also have a database of over 900 private equity funds, and we look for companies that they own that are looking for add-on acquisitions. We put that all together, we submit it to the client for approval, and that's how we go to market.
Interesting. Does that change the cost factor for the family business, do you think? Because I'm sure when they're shopping around, they have no experience at M&A deals. It's their first and only one. So is there a certain education that you have to do through the process?
Yeah, well, we're a retained firm. We get an engagement fee, service fee up front. It's a one-time fee, covers all the costs associated with doing the research, writing the book, the materials that we go to market with, the one-page profile, helping the owner through the due diligence process right down through closing, and there's a success fee at the back end depending on the size of the deal. We price it accordingly. Our fee structure is less than a big bank. They have a higher overheads, they have higher commitments and such, so it kind of takes the smaller business owner outside of the availability or affordability to use a big bank. So our fee structure is in line with market conditions for a company their size.
Now, I asked you about cross-industry. Do you tend to feel that there's a better size deal for you?
Well, we when we say $3 to $100 million in revenue, it typically that translates to about $1 to $5 million adjusted EBITDA. Businesses in that size range will get the maximum benefit out of an auction process. It is a seller's market. It's still a seller's market. And it's like economics, supply and demand. There's not a high supply of quality companies in the market right now, but there's tremendous amount of cash on the sidelines from both private equity firms and strategic buyers. So if you're performing well in the market, you're going to get a lot of attention, and which is going to end up being maximizing the value of your business moving forward.
Right. Interesting. You the founder of the firm?
I am the founder. Osage was founded in 2001. my background, I'm a CPA by training.
That was going to be my next question.
Sure. Jumping ahead here. So I am a CPA by training. I came out of college and I chose not to go work with one of the big, large accounting firms. I chose to work for a regional firm focused on family, closely held companies. And that's all I've done my whole career, either as a CPA working for somebody or a CPA in partnership with three other partners, or I've been a CEO of a business. I've been a turnaround person. I've been president, CFO. So I've been on both sides of the table. So I have I feel we have a good toolkit. We have an appreciation for what it takes to run a company. And we don't lose sight of that when we sit down with a business owner or client looking to sell. And we really want to know, again, it comes down to understanding what their goals and objectives are and then tailoring our program to meet those.
Do you have any partners?
I don't have any partners. I have a number of what I call senior M&A advisors. We have currently we have three or four. We have one coming on, haven't announced yet. We have four other people that do deal work, so to speak, work with the clients. We have a support staff. We have someone who does our CRM, customer relations management.
Right.
We have someone who does helps me write the books, does the financial modeling, and we have a part-time administrative assistant.
So it's a lean and keen team.
It is.
Right.
And we're always looking to grow. We're always looking to expand, looking for good people. But the key thing is, do they have an appreciation, understanding, have worked with family and close-sale companies in the past? So when they come work with Osage, they understand our process and our goals and objectives for our clients.
Right. Was there any particular deal 2015 that you did that you thought, you know, you were quite well suited for that made you sort of better than your competition?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We closed a deal in the electronic space, and it was a the owners had been approached by a buyer before engaging Osage, and over a 14-month period, they went back and forth with this buyer, back and forth. End of the day, they didn't get the deal done. It caused a lot of stress on the owner, caused a lot of stress on the business. They engaged Osage. We went to market. I think we went out to 390-plus buyers strategically as well as equity funds. We end up getting, I believe, four offers on that. And we were able to exceed their expectations by our competitive process. The eventual buyer was a strategic buyer, and all cash at closing, and the clients are very happy.
Well, that sounds like a good deal.
It was a nice deal. It took about almost a year to get done. There's a few things we had to hurdles we had to get over. But one thing about Osage, I think, is what differentiates us from other firms is that we don't stop once the letter of intent signed. We work with our clients. We actually believe the deal really starts happening once the LOI, letter of intent, is signed. It becomes a very emotional decision
right.
for business owners at that point in time.
Right.
And we work with them shoulder to shoulder. We quarterback the deal. We quarterback to coordinate all the professionals, attorneys, accountants, right to close.
Are all of your clients local, or does that not make a difference for you?
It doesn't make a difference. The majority of our clients are regional. At this point, I would say the Northeast, from Pennsylvania up to Maine, out to Ohio. We have pitch business in the West. We've had pitch business down in the Southeast. We are more than happy to go to a location of our client. We actually had a client call us yesterday from Europe that is looking for a U.S. buyer, and we had a nice conversation, and our next step is to meet in New York, and he may come on as a potential engagement to help him find a U.S. buyer for his business over in Europe.
Interesting. Keith, if somebody was looking for you at the firm, how would they find you?
Well, they can call me at our phone number, which is 860-767-3273, extension 1001. We're on the web at osageadvisors.com, or my email address is kdee@osageadvisors.com.
And before you go, one last question. See any trends for 2016? I knew 2015 was a pretty hot year. You know, things have already been, you know, percolating comments, you know, stock market. What some of your thoughts about 2016?
Well, we feel 2016 is also going to be a robust year. There's a tremendous amount of money on the sidelines right now. and there's not a lot of quality deals.
Right.
We've gotten a number of inquiries. We're January 15th today. I think I've been on four pitches already this year for new business. We're expecting a couple new clients to come in over the next 30, 60 days. And I see no reason to feel that the market's going to change in a niche that we serve right now.
Good. I want to thank you for being on the show. And 2016, we invite you to come back and talk, you know, some cases, M&A cases, as the market starts to evolve into a trend for the year at all. It would help us a lot. I think it would help our listeners.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and I'd be more than happy to come back and go Great. Through some case studies with you.
Good. Thanks a lot, and look forward to your coming back again.
Thank you so much.
Good. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. You can find us on the web by going to your smartphone, typing in Radio Entrepreneurs. Get the app and listen to us anytime. Listen to our other shows on the show. Listen to Greg Stoller, The Language of Business. You can always catch him. It's a dynamic show, just coming back from China. So he has a lot of information. And also thank Mass Challenge, Startup Soundboard Show, which is all about entrepreneurship as well. So again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank my team, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.